inside word on all things business in the capital. Tuesday Business with Quinovic. Better systems, better reporting, better call Quinovic. 0800 Quinovic.
It's time for our Tuesday Business with New Zealand Herald's business editor at large, Liam Dann. Good morning, Liam.
G'day, how's it going?
Long time no talk.
Yeah. Been required.
You've been quiet, have you? I thought you'd been really busy.
Good to step in when required.
Step up when required. Home buyers will need to satisfy their banks. They can service debt at an interest rate close to 8% in some cases. Now we're getting serious, aren't we?
Yeah, I think you know we could see this coming a little bit. I we're not quite at that level yet in terms of the retail rates, but we're getting up around that 7% mark, and so the banks have to do the maths and when they're doing new lending, work out how much the people taking on the big mortgages can cope with, and that stress testing and risk testing is just pushing up there. And of course, you can kind of read it as a sign of what could potentially happen. I mean, we hope they don't get up that high, but it does go to what we've seen on global markets in the past couple of weeks, US Fed, and what we'll probably hear from the Reserve Bank tomorrow. Just the expectation is that rates just have to go a bit higher to get on top of inflation, because it's proving tough to beat.
One of the World Bank leaders was in Melbourne a couple of days ago, and I saw him. He was getting interviewed on Sky News in Australia, and he basically said the whole world's got to understand interest rates are going up and they're going to carry on going up. We're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, they just have to keep going up until we beat inflation, because we can't let inflation go and just get out of control, or we are back to where we got to in the late 70s and early 80s, and that was no good for anyone. So it's about hopefully short term pain, maybe medium term, and in order to avoid some long term pain.
What are you thinking the timing of that, Liam? Have you got any idea? What are you hearing?
Well, it stretches. I mean, the economists, although they've upped their expectations for where the OCR is going to peak, there's still a feeling that inflation itself might peak in the next quarter, but it's just how long it takes to ease from there. And so you're still sort of looking out to the middle of next year for I guess the peak of the crunch, if you like. They've got to slow this economy with higher interest rates, so that's the downside, right? So does it mean recession however you want to define that? It means a slowdown. It means we have to start spending less. They have to sort that labour market. I mean, that's just way too tight. And one of the things economists have said is that might mean that unemployment has to go up. That's why I'm so hot on immigration and getting people across the borders, because to me that seems infinitely preferable to get more workers in from offshore to avoid to loosen the labour supply, to avoid having to push the economy into recession and push unemployment up, because that's no good for young people.
Liam, I'm interested in your thoughts on that, because obviously that's something that's just off over all talkback stations around the world at the moment. How do we, around New Zealand, how do we quickly and efficiently get more numbers into New Zealand?
Well, it's a bit of a bum fight with other nations, isn't it? Because all the nations of the world have this problem. I don't think we have been helped with the timing of the government's policy around rejigging immigration. But, some of it is just logistics, immigration being able to cope and get the people across under the rules we have. So they've carved out some new rules to get more seasonal workers in and that sort of thing. But, I think we've probably got to do a better job of selling the country as a longer-term destination for some more skilled workers, a better path to residency, that kind of thing. It's highly competitive, and we will, as long as we've got you know, caps and things that are limiting the numbers across that we can get in, we're going to be on the back foot against Australia and places like that where they've actually, you know, really loosened their immigration.
Canada's another one. I'm losing a lot of staff to Canada because Canada's opened up and wants people too. So
yeah, that's right. And I heard your point earlier, you know, like let's make the most of what might be going on in the UK and see if we can get some skilled workers across some more.
Well, right now, Jamie Oliver can't get into New Zealand because he doesn't have the qualifications. There you go.
That's
the gates are really open, aren't they? The Reserve Bank, let's move on. The Reserve Bank is widely expecting to deliver another 50 basis points hike of the official cash rate tomorrow. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so absolutely expected to go, absolutely expected to go 50 basis points. That'll be the fifth 50 basis point hike in a row, which is pretty epic. You know, it just shows how fast they've had to move to get on top of inflation post-pandemic. You know, it's only the one-page statement. We don't get the full press conference from the Reserve Bank governor, so there'll be a lot of focus on the wording. They don't put out new forecasts, but since the last announcement In late August, all the bank economists and the market have moved what they expect the OCR peak to be at about 4 and what the Reserve Bank expected. They've moved that to between sort of 4.25 and 4.75. That's where you're starting to get up into those higher mortgage rates. So, you know, it'll be, you know, the question is, does the Reserve Bank, you know, signal to everyone that they're thinking it has to go higher too, or do they keep their powder dry and just stay in neutral around the language? So regardless, though, I think there is a feeling that that OCR is going to have to go higher than 4, so we'll see more hikes into the early part of next year.
Jesus, you're the bringer of good news today. KiwiSaver members will no doubt be considering their contributions as they cope with the price, with the rise in the cost of living. I'm actually getting it a little bit the other way. People are losing money on their KiwiSaver, so they're actually upping their amount so that they can get more in there.
Well, yeah, that's probably you're probably talking to some smart people doing that. I would have thought that the stats out from today that just indicate that there are people who are dropping their dropping their contributions, probably because of the cost of living, and that's a shame, and possibly the fact that you know, to some people, seeing the KiwiSaver balance go down makes them think, oh, is it worth it? But yeah, it absolutely, when you think about how much of the market has come off, money, a dollar you're putting into a fund like that now is actually buying a bigger percentage of a share. So you're actually getting a better deal on what you're investing in for the long term. It's just one of those tough things about money that that the short term stress that some people face with finances sort of limits their ability to get into better shape further down the line. Maybe apply that to countries too. But yeah, I think if you can keep the rate of investment up, and actually, yeah, it's, you know, nobody is going to, I'm not going to try and pick a bottom for the share market, but you know, we've come off a long way. There may be a bit more dark news to come, but you know, sooner or later that's going to bottom out and start heading up, and so it's cheaper than it was. It can make it a good time to invest.
Thanks, Liam. My little tip is, don't look at it.
Yeah, good idea. Don't look at it for a while yet.
Don't look at your KiwiSaver. Thanks, Liam, appreciate it.
Good stuff. Cheers, guys.
Tuesday Business with Quinovic.
That's Liam Dan, and he's the New Zealand Herald Business Editor at Large.